you seen it?
I think we saw one somewhere. There was a few there.
Found by someone called Nico 57.
He lives down there.
So where we're going to head the direction of the chat tonight? PT or June long weekend?
PT, what's PT?
You should know, mate.
Your favourite thing, that's what it is.
Personal training.
Yeah, we can talk about personal training.
PTs.
What training should we do to get ourselves ready to go out and do a power trail?
I'm making no comment about physical activity in the education community.
I know, yep.
Power trails.
There are still some unfound ones there, though.
Trails. I've done them all.
There are still some unfound ones there, though. FTF ones. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so
some of them
are
bloody hard.
Oh, so a lot of them have been found now.
Some have been found, some haven't, though.
Yeah, but some of them are like binary to text. Others are like number binary.
So the reason of doing a PT, numbers or...?
So for our viewers, PTs are power trails. And yes,
what?
It's a numbers game. Because some people like to think that numbers are the only thing that's important in a geocaching.
and yourself, is it numbers or is it
the adventure? The adventure is for me. Grinch, 98, what are you?
Just a map clearing technique.
Yeah. I think Layside Legends has a script for that. That's a lot easier and a lot more time consuming, or less time consuming.
Hey, we cleared the Argadell's map. We did that, so.
Yeah.
And I see Hurdle didn't. The multi didn't come out that he talked about.
No, that's right.
But the other two came out, so there's no multi. I wonder whether that got hit knocked back. But
still got to publish an Earth Cache up there actually.
So this is not for a 14-year-old. It's four difficulty. What do you expect?
So Grid 98 had plans to do the Tour de France power trail on the weekend. How did that go?
It was alright.
Yeah.
Need some maintenance. Took a couple of hours. It was pretty easy though.
How many were there?
I think there's 114.
114, just the one session.
Yep. 3 hours, I think it was.
Was it, were you driver or?
The cross change on the road.
So strategic change.
Yep, moving forward. No.
Yeah. Did you do the whole sign one while you're moving the other one forward?
No, they all went back. Just an easy caching abbreviation.
So were you driving or push bike riding? Or?
Driving. It's 40k.
Alright, that's a typical session for me.
What?
I thought it was about 140k.
140k for the Tour de France?
Doesn't it go from Udunda to Morgan?
Yeah.
That's not a short road by any means. It's only 40k.
It's only 40k from start to finish.
Yeah, I thought it was further than that. But
it's 140k from Blanchetown to Renmark.
Yeah.
So were you the navigator, as in the person who sits there and tells the driver when to stop, or did you drive, navigate, do the running?
I drove, found about half of them. Some of them are on one side of the road, some of them on the other. So if they're on my side of the road, I just got out. If they're on mum's side of the road, she got out. So
you're catching with mum Bridge.
Yeah.
Is there anyone you could find that didn't get a June
and isn't like, take the seatbelt off, open the door before the cars even stop?
There was no
seatbelt
wearing.
Whoa.
All Australian road rules go out the window on a power trail.
Whoa. Sorry, wait, you're actually saying that with our police listeners.
You did it safely, like, you bent the rules.
That's a shocking, and I really encourage our viewers not to be breaking rules. You know, follow the law where you can.
The law's only broken if you get caught.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting.
But anyway, switching back to the June long weekend, if you broke the law, then you get disqualified.
Yeah, just like in geocaching life. It shouldn't just stop at the game, Barnick. It should continue at every geocaching adventure.
What police headquarters have, you know, all of our logging information, and if we do something wrong between finding the cache, they log in and remove the find.
Yeah, really?
No, I'm saying, should that be brought into place?
Oh, I
they have worse things on their agenda.
Like
more
faking,
important
faking,
things
like,
to do.
Like faking geocaching logs, that sort of thing.
What?
Is that what you mean?
We're like, we have drive offs at work, and you can drive off with a fuel tank of petrol and you'll never get caught.
Mrs. Froghopping has done that by accident before.
Yep.
And Mr. Froghopping gets knocked on the doors a week later, asking him, did you buy fuel at this joint and you didn't pay for it? Oh, did she?
Here we go, was the front one.
So was it an early start on the weekend, or?
It was about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I found about 40 caches prior to that.
We had the game won by that stage of the day, didn't we, I reckon?
Mm. Yeah, we were just leisurely caching up.
This was on Saturday. It was about 160 finds per day.
So is it strategy, Ben? You sit down and strategize, work out how you're going to do it, or just... What's the secret? I mean, three-time winner.
Find as many caches as you can in 7 hours. Go for the puzzles and the high point ones, and yeah.
So can I say, we were playing a pretty near perfect game lakeside for the June long weekend. As in, like we were like strategically going for the Black Thunders. You know, following the puzzle.
Everyone
route.
In the top five does that. So.
So what separated us from the other four? You reckon?
The fact that Seth and Fredo made mistakes at the end. And they missed that other cache that they should have found. And,
So what made it interesting this year was that 10-pointer, and I was convincing you earlier. I said no, we have to do it, because you were like, you were very uneasy. That was where you and I probably just disagreed. That was the one 10-pointer.
Well, once we worked out how to do it, it was alright.
Yeah,
we'd have dropped you off and then you do it. That worked brilliantly. But
How many people completed that
10-pointer? Oh, yeah, have you got the stats yet?
No, I asked them for them. They were going to send it.
I did half.
Oh, I didn't hear as many as that. I thought it was about 10.
Well,
10,
but
then
again, 10 is about half. It was only 28 teams.
28 teams,
yeah.
We were looking at other stats or something. I don't know. Maybe you might be able to clarify that. How many people find most of the caches?
You've also said I asked them for the stats. I think they're still working it out. Once they've got organised, they're going to send it and I'll put it on the website. So.
So on a later episode, then we can talk about the stats.
You reckon I could get the bird's view track?
Sure.
In my car.
Not at the moment, probably.
Yeah, not at the moment.
I can't get there in my car at the moment. There's a freaking great clothes sign at the start of it saying, don't go here.
Yeah, but like in summertime, it's dry.
Well, how much range of fuel do you have?
Yeah.
Oh, I can get 500k, but I can chuck a jerry can in the car.
Yeah. You get to drive about 500k between fuel stops up there, don't you?
There's a fuel stop halfway.
You got to pay $2.50 a litre or something for it out there.
Yeah, but like, not that I'll get into what's off to the right. There's that park. What's it called?
Is this another geocaching adventure you're thinking about?
Nah. Just thought I'd go for a drive.
To Birdsville. That's a more than a bit of a drive.
Mate's coming over from Tassie. I thought we'd just go off in the middle of nowhere.
I've often thought about jumping in the car and going to, I think they call it Cameron's Corner.
That's a bit closer than Birdsville, so.
So you can get a cache in how many states? Three?
There's only one cache there, so.
Mm.
I don't know what state it's in, but
yeah, it's wherever the cache is listed, so you have to still find the cache.
It's a multi, I think it's a waypoint each one, but
yeah.
Then again, it'd be probably closer to go to Mildura, because then you get SA, Mildura and New South Wales.
I don't get Queensland's the one I don't have. I don't think you get it at Cameron Corner, there's no caches there in it, so you've got to go further into Queensland to get the caches.
There's a challenge for 2 states 20 times. 20 days, which is near Wangaratta.
2 states in 20 days.
Oh, like you've got to do it 2 states in a day 20 times.
Oh, that hard to drive to Melbourne. Every time you drive to Melbourne, you get that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've easily done it. Well, you go to Victoria all the time. Yeah. Well, you go along from Mildura down to Wangaratta sort of area. You just fucker of the border of the day. Like, to get the LGAs.
And in Canberra, at that event.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in Queensland, ACT, you know, New South Wales. ACT, New South Wales, ACT, every day.
And you go for a week, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was easy.
The frog said he'd be here in 30 minutes.
Is he covered, is he?
Yeah, you wouldn't miss it.
What was the hint for? What case was that hint for?
So there was a whole half, some of those puzzles down in Millicent, they use Dutch grid coordinates.
Yeah.
You know, like the X and Y. But when you tried to put the X and Y into toolbox, it wouldn't work. It would say, no, these numbers are invalid. And so there was just an error, you actually couldn't possibly solve them. So now he's changed it to plus codes.
Who's that?
This is Fred A, because he put out a series of multiple puzzles. So, but yeah.
So
it just had X equals this and Y equals this, so they're Dutch grid.
Yes.
And then when you put those numbers into any Dutch grid to...
But some of them will block math if it's not in the Netherlands.
It was like, yeah. So then it was like, wouldn't work.
Ah.
So then we had to, yeah. And I was like, and there was another puzzle that stuffed up, which was all elements. And it was like RN. And I was like, hold on a sec. Which was like 60 something. I messaged him, I was like, I think this is wrong. And he's like, we'll fix up. So yeah, there's a few faults in those puzzles. But there's one puzzle that's like black and white lines and then like coloured lines down the bottom, and I can't work that out. Bill got sent to the finals, so he hasn't solved them.
So what happened this morning?
Yeah, he said he got them from Monty because he wanted to check the DT ratings.
So what happened this morning? You missed the quite late 7:30 a.m. event.
I had a 30% test at university.
At 7:30 in the morning?
At 8.
At 8 in the morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. If I go to uni at 8 in the morning, there's no one there. It's like a ghost there.
What's that one? Some of these are easy. There's 90 of them.
And lots unsolved. Or unfound.
Unfound.
Mm. The locals would just be picking it off, wouldn't they?
Like that was the puzzle?
Well, two of the locals are at Dumont Begin, so...
But like... It's like GC 2020 or something. SA 2020. This is the top of the array. This I had no idea. I'm pretty sure it's this one. But that looks like binary. Braille.
Yeah, that's the telegraph code.
Yeah.
Is that telegraph code?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's easy.
So did you go for the FTFs at Mount Pleasant or?
Nah.
Too far?
Nah, they got published Sunday night when I was coming home.
Yeah, one got published again today. Two more got went out today.
Yeah. Once they've both been found. So. Where is it? That's one of those things.
There's cards. Use Ben's card reader.
It didn't work.
I was not going to be there next week, so the server's getting moved out.
I know.
End of the week, so your last 3 or 4 days to do it now.
This? Was it this? Just checking something.
These people aren't very cooperative for your thing, are they? Is this what it's always like?
No.
It depends what the conversation is.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
What are we at? These puzzles at the moment.
Well, we can do that anytime.
No one cares about power trials, is what it comes down to, isn't it?
Looks a bit like Base64, but I don't think so. Hash code is a geohash.
Yeah, I thought it was a geohash.
It's too long, I think, for geohash.
There was one puzzle.
So if you solve a puzzle, does it make you want to rush out and grab it, or?
If it's first to find it, that's that.
Rain.
Rain fuck code.
Yeah. Or one of the other ones like a book.
Depends. Yeah, if it's first to find, yeah. But if it's not, then there's no point.
And then some of us grow out of that.
You drove past at FDF at Melrose on the weekend, and I got it 2 hours later.
We didn't go through Melrose.
Well, you went close to Melrose.
Yeah, but we're going north, we're going to go backwards.
It was an FDF though, I mean.
But as he said, he's outgrown it.
Yeah.
I see you chasing first defiance occasionally.
Actually, that's because Connor didn't do that. I mean, Connor had 2.5 months to get that FDF, but he didn't bother to go
I'm
do
not
it.
I'm going to Melrose.
Why not? It's not that fast. A couple of hours.
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did it in the end.
Oh, right. I did it.
I went past Melrose on Friday on the way up and just wandered in there and found it and thought, why is this taking 2.5 months to find? But
it was just a craft time, wasn't it?
Yeah, craft time.
Yeah, see, these wouldn't be sold until they got changed to plus codes.
Yeah, plus code, yep.
I'm trying to find it.
So when are you planning to go back that way, Bridge?
No, I'm going through there in August. But other than that,
so just around the corner.
Yeah,
so not when the next event is then.
No, I don't know when that is.
If you ask Heather or Fredo, they'll probably tell
come,
you.
Come for a scuba diving weekend with me. I'm going not this weekend, next weekend.
Did anyone ever find that cache of yours down there?
Not yet.
Which
I think,
one?
I think I got
it. It's so easy to find.
Well, hang on, it's been there for a month now then, hasn't it?
Yeah, but you're the only person. It's 2DNFs, is it?
Yeah, they're... Laysize is the only serious...
And there's only no one's found it yet.
Oh,
really? Am I the only one that's actually attempted it, or?
Bucketeer has had a go at it as well, but
yeah,
he said like it was sort of raining, so he didn't give a huge look, like an attentive look for it.
Okay.
So this is not one of your diving ones.
It's on the edge of.
If you fuck up, you go diving. If you fall off, you end up diving. So
yeah.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah,
it's on the edge of a sinkhole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know what that one was.
Yeah, that. Do you have any idea what that is, Ben?
Yes, that's that, oh, shit. See, there was done it before on one of his puzzles.
Yeah, Zithrin's got one.
Yeah, it's the code off the CD tracks or something like that, yeah.
Code, is it 39 or something?
No, that's the barcodes.
Yeah, it's off CDs.
Yeah, it's used in CDs.
Yeah. It is that one, is it? When I looked at it, I thought it looked like it was either on one, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I can't remember what the name of it is, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's on that. If you go to that Winter Dragon site, I reckon he's got a list. It's on that list of things he's got, I think.
Ah, okay. But there, that's what I want. What is this? Yeah, like that. There's a lot of number-based puzzles.
Yeah, that could be any base or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's put into a base and they never read it.
It's Frodo. It'll be reused. All the SA puzzles somewhere. It'll just be you should find which one is copied and go with that.
So does anyone else recommend reading that book about how to solve puzzles?
I've never read it, so.
Yeah, neither.
I mean, that's because you don't solve puzzles.
Oh, here we go.
Well,
that was clearly coming. I mean, that was.
It's fairly obvious.
Depends what puzzle I do. I solved all those.
Yeah, well, the power trails are not really puzzles, are they? I mean,
yeah.
Well,
they're not serious puzzles.
It's quite a good book.
So you've read it?
I have. Yeah.
I got told on the weekend that, because I said I don't do too many puzzles, I don't have much luck doing them, and someone gave me some advice, get the book, have a read of it.
There's, So I actually bought that book as well, and I worked my way through it and I thought it was good actually. And the other one, there's actually quite a few series around, like in the States and one in UK, about how to puzzle solve. Like they go through 101, 201 and give you a little blurb and sort of like, which is very similar to actually how the book does it as well. So I would actually highly recommend going through that, and it points out things that then you naturally look for, whether it be 10 numbers or 15 numbers being the coordinates. And then 15 numbers are also nice because you can obviously sort of, match numbers to symbols or what have you. So, yeah, little things like that. So it definitely helps with the basics. But then you start looking at Fredo's and Zithrin's puzzles, and they're in another league of the sun anyway.
Bob, you mean?
And Bob. Bob's a... Bob.
That was just a random guess, that was.
What's that?
He's one of his latest ones, In a Can. It was real In a Can. was like just some three words on a page.
No spoilers.
I found that the one, the movie one, by accident a couple weeks ago. Just walking past a poster, thought,
oh right,
that looks like a nice spot. I thought, oh, it's a bob puzzle in here. Oh, it's that one that I can't solve. That's nice.
It's
on me to identify the scenes from all the movies.
And he screenshotted the ones on his VCR.
Yeah, and it's like these bizarre movies that you've never heard of before. And it's like,
is it Port Adelaide somewhere?
No, it's up at the big park, Paraka. What they call it? That big area of no houses.
No spoilers.
Oh, no,
we need one of them peaks.
Where the
yeah.
Superdome is.
Yeah, the big bike dome thing, whatever they call it. Yeah.
Superdome.
So one of the scenes is at Port Adelaide, that's right.
Yeah, one of the scenes probably
is.
Yeah.
Is that uses that
that's that
statue part. As well.
Oh, isn't that Bretto is virtual down there?
Virtual?
Yeah, I thought it was a virtual down there.
No, there used
it was a really old.
There used to be a one of.
Oh, my bad.
Was it Geo Coopers or Picky or.
Yes.
One of those?
It was used to be a virtual that I think got archived.
And then
it
got archived, and then people
now
kept logging it anyway, and until eventually one of the reviewers got wind of it and locked it.
Locked it, yeah.
But there's been a lot of movies filmed in Port Adelaide. Some that are actually kind of somewhat known. Whereas that Bob one was just all sorts of things. It's like, yeah.
So yeah, but yeah,
even once you get the answer, you still can't work backwards on what the movies are. They're that obscure.
But yeah, if people do want to buy that puzzle solving book, I'm sure Gridge and Ollie will want to learn how to go through that process. Funny because it's true.
Hey, I've got my websites.
Yeah,
that's the reason he missed you on McKinney's, because he had to be forced to solve the puzzles, and he wouldn't be able to cheat off someone else. He would have had to do it himself.
No, I've got multiple.
I thought he didn't come down because he'd be scared that he'd be, you know, he couldn't solve the puzzles in the game.
Yeah. And without anyone to cheat off of, it was just.
Yeah, that's right.
No chance.
What's the resources you use, Gridge? Education Toolbox.
Yeah, it's one.
Yeah.
Rapid Tables is another.
Google.
He has Bill on speed dial.
I actually don't call Bill that much.
You message.
Is that because he's in Europe now and it's international call to call him? You've got to email him instead now?
Really, I don't actually talk to Bill that much.
Yeah, because now you text him on email instead or Facebook, do you? Instead of talking
don't.
To him.
I talk to you more.
I haven't talked to you in about 3 weeks now. I haven't seen you.
Yeah.
You've missed all the events for the last God knows how long.
Let's talk about, speaking of events, your Early Bird series, because I know that's getting a lot of fanfare. Gridge, is that your one of your staples?
I think you might be on your own this time, but...
Didn't they shit the bed or something? I don't think I'll be there at that time of the morning, mate.
What, were they? Quarter to five or something?
Four to five
and what? Well, I'm pretty sure Qatar Airways give you 15 minutes of free internet while you're on board. I'll dial up at that time and I'll Skype you or something while I'm... in the middle of the aeroplane. I'll be bored at that after being on a plane for 10 hours. I can
I remember when I was a young bloke, used to go and work, go to work, and if you turned up at 5 to 8, I was like, shit the bed this morning. You probably know that, you know, similar era. Yeah. So that's how I feel about your, you know,
I thought we should have an event at midnight.
Is
just so you can have a party and we just sort of keep going through the night.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just
is there a method to the madness of these early morning events? Or?
Some people have work. So.
He's trying to get Hurdle not to come.
It's one promotion.
Jeez, you folks are hard.
Come on.
He put one out in the Argadils, that multi.
They didn't get published though.
No, when I came back, I did a bit of a beta test for him with some.
But the other two
some information, and I got back and I went, geez, it's a beautiful spot where it is, mate. And he said, oh, I went down a bit further and popped another one out. And he just. It's a beautiful spot out there. It's beautiful. I'm going another 160 160.
What is? Also, did you actually do it, or you just?
No, we're tempted.
Yeah.
Well, Seth put one out, and David put one out as well, so he's gonna have a few left. And you put one out, didn't you? Got one published up there.
Yeah, published three's done. Yeah. David's won't get published for another year.
Nah, well.
David's got.
Hey, I know where it is. So if he doesn't, I'll publish it myself.
Yeah.
Because I can't.
No, because he just hasn't got around to it.
I'm time poor.
I'll give you the location if you want to find it.
And from my creative hide on the weekend, I'm working on one with the KFC, so like Kentucky Fried Cache.
You might get done for...
you won't have to.
Copyright. Yeah,
we're going to change it around a bit more than that.
I think you should have brought that tractor home with you and put that somewhere.
Yeah. The reason, well, actually, my son picked that spot, and I found that tractor just by walking around one morning having a cigarette, and I thought that'd be a good spot. When my son said that he wanted to place one there, I thought, oh, that'll trick a lot of people, because it was almost like behind a fence, but it wasn't. It was in a public area, but the building and the fence.
If there was sort of cache on a cannon at Barmer, and the last person like shoved
it. We'd even collected that because it'd been past 3:30 and someone rolled up, so we took it over and allowed.
We didn't pick ours up till about 4 o'clock, did we? So.
Yeah, we were already pushing it.
So we couldn't even put that in. You had to go up the front cannon and shove it down the hole. See, it was like this thing was massive as well. And there was like one spot left on the level because it's like someone's like got to rip the piece of paper and shove it in there. It's like, nah, I wasn't poking them there.
It was actually interesting. Hurdle made a public announcement as well in the morning that not to ever post needs maintenance. I'm incautious, but the maintenance.
Yourself,
yeah.
After he'd just gone and found the cache that had a problem and did diddly squat to it.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
He doesn't maintain his caches, so.
That was his cache too, Ian's first.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't, he adopted it from the original hider, so it actually is owned by him now.
Yeah, I didn't realise that.
No, neither did I until I logged it the other day. I thought, oh, hang on, that's got people's name on it. So yes, he went up, got up and asked the rest of the group to maintain his own cache.
What, for everybody to maintain his caches?
Yep.
I thought he was talking about somebody else who wasn't really caching anymore.
Yeah, so the guy whose cache it was, he adopted it to Hurdle.
Oh,
so it became Hurdle's cache sometime in the last 10 years or something, I don't know when. But
yeah, I think, I tend to agree that there are some people that, like, and there are obviously some caches that have put out really old ones that haven't passed it off, but then, so anytime it's a needs maintenance, like, it's pretty much the death of these old caches, and it's funny that they've become, like, essentially their own sort of tourism sort of icons or beacons.
However, when an old one goes, it's the oldest. The next oldest becomes the oldest, and it stayed, you know what I mean?
But I guess it's
it continues. It's a
and they,
mental thing.
You'll get some people that talk about Jasma, and it's like, well, go to America because you can't do it here.
Yeah.
But later on in the piece, you know, like, oh, I often thought, oh, you know, like, should I put another log in that cache? And what do I do with the old logbook? You know, you can't, you know, in Minton, there's only so many logbooks you can cram in.
Oh,
there.
That was like the
Minton's don't last
like
15 years anyway.
And
so
it was like a fruit container, it was the original cache, and just twisted it and the whole thing just crumpled. So I just got the old logbook and shoved it, because it still had heaps around, just rolled it up, shoved it in the cache. Like, which is fine.
Yeah, it's fine doing that. I think,
But yeah, it was Hurdle cache, it just would have had needs maintenance.
So why haven't you got that one at St. Mary's Archive yet then?
Where's that?
Down on South Road.
Oh,
been disabled for 2 months, whatever, isn't it?
Oh, I'm going to replace that soon, actually.
That's his.
Sorry?
That's his.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's a Hurdle cache.
It's a Hurdle cache.
Would it be legitimate if I wrote to, like, the reviewer and said, I will replace my cache, but I'm probably going to need 10 years for the tree to grow back?
Well, Seth's got a cache in the city.
Oh yeah, that's right.
That's been under for.
Because I was the one that told him I can't access it, and then that triggered the disable. Yeah, so it's about, yeah, you're right, it's about
a
year and a half.
And
which one's that?
Maybe a bit less.
It's next to the entertainment center.
The festival theater.
Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really nice, apparently, it's a really camouflage one. Had high paper points.
I have a
view on that myself.
Okay.
I actually think it shouldn't be there at all.
Okay.
I think it's defacing artwork.
Fredo had one disabled for the duration of the South Road. Overpass thing they built up a registry road there.
That took
them about 3 years to build that. Well, prior to cash disabled for all of them.
Yeah, well, Fredo also had one down in like a park or reserve down the road. And they shut the park down for asbestos removal or something.
Which is
strong.
But it should, I guess.
See an interesting phone cover there.